Yeah, we thought we'd just check in and have a talk about the success of the women's side over there, the Southern Stars, as well as the fact they team up in a double header with the men's team as they go into the T20s and then the One Day Internationals. G'day, Henry.
Good morning, Michael. Morning, Terence.
It's nice the women have played so well. They've won the Ashes.
They have, and they're on a bit of a mission, having lost it last time round, and they're pretty determined. And after losing that first T20, the Ashes were still on the line, but they won a pretty exciting one, low-scoring one in a T20 game. So, yeah, terrific stuff.
And I guess it's nice to see them playing with the men as well. And this T20 for the men, Henry, I guess it's just, I don't know, it's sort of in between the Test series and the one-day series, and I guess it's just what it is. It's just a T20.
Yeah, I think you've summed that up. It's just what it is. It's a one-off thrown in there. I mean, you'd reckon with T20 you might have a series, wouldn't you? You know, like best of three or even these days, best of five. You can play some double-headers.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than that.
Well, what about three and three? Wouldn't that make sense?
Oh, something like that. But there must be some more TV revenue from... Right. You know, 50-over game being longer or something like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, just a one-off scene. Yeah, it's a little interesting.
Yeah. They're talking about Steve Smith. He'll be captain. Aaron Finch is on this sort of long absence with injuries. Had a bad run of it. But they've confirmed, I think, that he'll come back as captain, Aaron Finch, and Steve will just play. But, I mean, I like the fact that Steve Smith can be captain of all three, Henry. They're probably thinking that if he captains for the next 8 or 10 years, he can do without one of the forms of the game being captain.
Yes. So from the face, having one skipper for the all three is a nice theory, but the program is so packed these days. Yeah. I don't want to see Steve Smith burn out. He's such a prodigious talent. We want to see him make as many runs as possible. We know he'll be a good captain. He's got a great cricket brain. I just don't want to see him get burnt out with too much responsibility. We know all the extra stuff that goes with captaincy. It's not just the on-field stuff. It's all the stuff you've got to do off the park with the press conferences and the sponsors and the leadership groups and all this sort of stuff. So I think they just need to play that one a bit close to their chest. I just like Steve Smith. If we're having this conversation in 5 years' time, still be the free-flowing, free spirit that he is at the moment, not a guy burdened by leadership in all forms.
And, Henry, I know you'll have it on in the background. Jason Day has just rolled in a birdie putt at the 18th. He is one with a score of 19 under in the Barclays, and he'll win by six. Unbelievable.
He was only two in front with four to go, and he's blitzed it. When you're on a roll in that game, you can get on a serious roll. So they come off the PGA win into this FedEx Cup playoff win. That's pretty big stuff. And what a great example he is to everybody, but to other young sportsmen. I hope there's a couple of tennis players in Meadow at the morning just watching this on their own TVs in America.
Yeah, I thought exactly the same thing when we every time you mentioned Nick Kyrgios, I think about what a great job Jason Day does. Hey, speaking about good young talents, Pat Cummins, mate, we thought we'd see him in that fifth test. We didn't. We're going to see him tonight, though, aren't we?
Yeah, we all thought we'd see him in the fifth test, but having said that, Peter Siddle bowled pretty well.
He did bowl well, yeah.
Yeah. Peter Siddle bowled, as we expect Peter Siddle to do, so we can't take that away from him. But
no.
But Camo still being the young guy, the up and Camo having played Test cricket 4 years ago, he's the exciting young talent. So, and he's been pretty good at 2020 as well, playing for the Sixers and playing in the IPL. So he knows his 2020 game pretty well, and he'll get out and have his 4 hours and do his thing. So that'll be good to see him out in competitive cricket at international level after such a long, long time.
And Marcus Stoinis, who we chatted with the other day, he looks like he'll get a start tonight.
Yeah, good cricketer, Marcus Stoinis. And he's got a lot left in the tank. There's a lot of improvement left in him. But he had a very good year last year for the Bush Rangers. And, he's just come through quietly in the background, but he's been batting high up in the order for the Victorians and bowled very, very decent seamers. So, yeah, good promising young cricketer. Big, tall, strong guy as well.
And Hen, very quickly, mate, Trevor Bayliss, I think we'll see him start to influence the one-day game of the England side because they were diabolical in the World Cup.
Yeah, well, they didn't even make the second round of the playoffs.
No.
So that is not great for one of those top level of teams. But, and it's interesting because the news from England was sort of, well, we want Trevor Bayliss more to fix up our one-day game.
Yeah.
Well, let's fix up the Test cricket first. So I think TB's quite happy with what went on there.
Yes.
Yeah, so they get through this 20. And he's been a great 2020 catch too, both for Cutter, who's been enormously successful, and for the Sydney Sixers. So he will get the opportunity. England 50-over team will be very, very different to what they put out for the World Cup. They'll have a lot of new young players there. So they've got plenty of talent to work with. They'll come off the momentum of the Ashes. So he's in a good position to keep building on that. I'm looking forward to this one-day series, but... Yeah, we've got the World Cup champions versus the All-Star-Rans who've just won the Ashes. So there's a lot in the plot surrounding this series.
Good on you, Hen. Thanks for your time.
Bye, John.